Hello.
Hi, is Lorenzo Washington available?
Okay, this is his girlfriend Audrey. Can I help you?
Audrey, we spoke in the beginning of February. You called us about getting Lorenzo onto the waiver program. Were you guys still interested in that?
Yeah, we're still interested, but there's a couple of things we had to do. Because I told you that he's not in his house, he's here, but he don't live here.
Okay, that doesn't affect him starting the process, though.
Okay.
I mean, we spoke in the beginning. We tried reaching you. We didn't want to discharge the case yet just because you sounded so eager in the beginning, but it seemed
Yeah, but
like
then you talk to him and then you see what he said. But okay, what's the next step?
Well, the next step, I'm just looking here at the notes. He does need to submit paperwork, but at the beginning he said he wasn't comfortable submitting paperwork.
Yeah,
So
so he's
does that still
go
stay
ahead.
the case?
Yes, that's still the case.
Okay. So if he's not going to be able to participate in that, then he won't be able to move forward with the process.
Because he don't have the paperwork. That's what
Does
I'm
it
saying. He's going through a lot. He don't have what you're asking for.
So if he doesn't have certain paperwork, we can work with him. There's still things that he can do to still get on the services. There's something called a grievance letter that we can submit,
Okay.
and he can do that. But I just need participation to continue that. If like you guys need to want this, I don't force anything on anybody. So if you want it, we can work with you. We just need to have communication, and we can try and get him on the waiver.
Okay.
So, is he gonna, do you think
Wait,
he's
hold
gonna
on. Let me make sure. Lavenza, you're interested in trying a home health care somewhat. I just told her that. So, okay. Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, we can proceed. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, so let me just provide, if you want to put me on speaker for Lorenzo to understand, in order for him to get onto the waiver program, because it's with the county and state, he has to go through medical assessments and then he has to submit financial paperwork. If those
Okay.
assessments are able to get completed and we can see what we can provide to the county, he can get some help.
Okay.
So what I would have you do is I'll give you a number to call into the broker now. You can call into the broker and ask them, request the first assessment. Lorenzo has to request the first assessment. Once that assessment is completed, he can go ahead and I will tell him what to do next, but he should first get that one scheduled.
Okay, what's he's on, I have him on speakerphone. Okay, what's the first?
So the number is 87. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
Okay, it's 877-550-4227.
Okay.
And he should request an assessment. They're going to give him a lot of information on the call. He can just listen or not. He can disregard it, whatever he wants to do. In order to get through a little faster, there's going to be some automated questions in the beginning. You could just press one for all of them just to get through faster. I'm going to text this number I called you at, just so you have my text if you ever have any questions or concerns. If he doesn't want to submit paperwork, that's fine. There's some paperwork that we can, there's things that we can do. But like I said in the beginning, like the county, if, the county does request something, all his information is protected. It's just for them to continue with the process. It's like really just part of what everybody has to do. And if there is something he can submit, we should definitely try, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Any questions so far?
No.
Okay. My name is Shira. I'm texting you now. Just let me know that you've seen it. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.